Well, back in the U.S., questions are being raised today about the website Couchsurfing.com after a man in Nepal reportedly confessed to police that he'd murdered a young American woman who'd booked a room with him in Nepal through the site. Dalia Yahia was an adored art teacher and 25-year-old adventurer from Michigan who'd settled in Austin, Texas, where she was teaching at SciTech Preparatory School. She decided to skip this semester to volunteer in Nepal after the devastating earthquake, and then she disappeared. Freelance reporter Lucia Benavides joins us from KUT in Austin. And Lucia, people there must be devastated. They'd launched an online search for Dalia.
Yeah, there was a Facebook page created called Finding Dalia. People are pouring in with support. Even the SciTech school posted a message on their Facebook, you know, saying the kids loved having her for their art teacher, especially the high school kids who actually went to a graffiti park downtown last year to practice another kind of art. So she was very engaged with the students. Co-workers called her you know, more than an art teacher. She creatively taught students to express themselves. And, you know, students are also very upset at the news.
Yeah. Well, and so might a lot of people be for her and her family and friends, but also because of what it might say about these websites. Now, the Investigative Reporting Project in Italy claims that an Italian police officer was jailed for raping a 16-year-old traveler that he had hosted through Couchsurfing.com. And that he was using the site to lure other young women to his home. And now this man in Nepal who had been communicating with Dalia through this website, what are people saying?
In the past, as you mentioned, a lot of speculations about the site maybe not being as safe as it says it is. I mean, people just getting robbed in general all across the world. And I mean, Narayan Paudel, this guy, also a teacher, he had had her at his home for 3 days. She had been staying there. And apparently, it's pretty graphic information, but he killed her in her sleep, apparently. He beat her to death while she was sleeping, apparently with a hammer and a stick. And this was about a month ago. Authorities say that he confessed to killing her on August 7th, I believe is the date. And apparently he put her in a sack, threw in a river. It's really, really terrible stuff.
Well, it's just terrible. The Washington Post is reporting that the police say that he might have killed her for her iPhone and for some money. Well, just a terrible story. The U.S. Embassy in Nepal notified Dalia Yahia's family that she'd been killed. But do we understand her body not found?
Right. Her body has not yet been recovered. And you're right. Yeah, the U.S. Embassy contacted the family just last week, and they have been looking for her since August 6th, when that's the last time her family heard from her through a WhatsApp message. And she apparently had been very active on social media, connecting with family and friends. So it was very odd if after a couple of days she didn't contact anyone. So they've been looking for her for about a month. And just recently they heard confirmation of the news that they were hoping not to hear, that she has been declared dead, though her body has not been found.
Yeah. Well, it this also comes as people have been telling people to go to Nepal. We did that right here on our air, that Nepal needs volunteers still, needs tourism. And so obviously this story is going to reverberate in many ways. But mostly it sounds like heartbreak there in Austin.
Yeah, no, definitely. And she described herself on her blog, which was called The Tea Devourer. She says, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for, and that's how I want it to be for a while." So, you know, yeah, she seemed like she had a very bright spirit, and it's definitely terrible news.
Reporter Lucia Benavides speaking to us from KUT in Austin about the reported death of Dalia Yahia in Nepal after she found housing there through the website couchsurfing.com. Lucia, thank you.
Thank you so much.